The question was asked, what is the prohibition of Kol Isha? So I don't think it's correct to say there's a prohibition of Kol Isha. There's a line in Talmud, Kol B'Isha Erva, that a woman's voice, and it's understood to mean a woman's voice when she's singing, is something which is immodest. Just like there are parts of a woman that should be covered out of modesty, also parts of a man that should be covered out of modesty, so too a woman's voice when she's singing is also something that's considered arousing and something private, something that should not be flaunted, something that should not be exposed to other people. So in a woman's own home, so a woman can sing. If a woman, if the family gets together and your daughters want to sing Zmiros at your Shabbos table, so your daughters will sing and your wife will sing, and that's fine. The relevance is that just like out of modesty, we're not supposed to see covered parts of someone else. Men have their covered parts, women have their covered parts. So too, a woman singing is something that's private and should not be exposed to other people. Now, you'll ask, what about the discs that they sell or on the radio? Is that Kol Isha? So technically it's not Kol Isha. There's no woman here. There's a machine that replicates a woman's voice. There's another question here, and that is that listening, doing something that will cause a person to be aroused is prohibited. So if a person is going to be aroused by listening to a woman sing a song, so then he's not allowed to listen to that song. But that's a different question. Kol B'Isha Erva means that when a woman is singing, it's considered that something immodest is being revealed. And then in the presence of that, we're not allowed to learn Torah, we're not allowed to say a blessing, just like if a woman would be standing here with parts of her body uncovered, so we wouldn't be allowed to learn Torah or say a prayer or a blessing. In the presence of something immodest, we don't do things that are holy. Sometimes you could close your eyes. If you have to make a blessing, you have to make kiddush, and you have guests who are uncovered, so you close your eyes, or you look down into your sitter, so you don't see what's going on around you. You're on a bus, you want to learn. There are girls with short sleeve shirts or open cut clothing. So then you look into your book. You don't see what they're doing, and you're okay. The issue with singing is that you don't have that option, right? You're going to serve in the army in a few months, right? So. Sometimes they have different situations where women will be singing in all kinds of events. So there you don't have that option. So is it improper to listen to them? It's improper. They shouldn't do it. It's not right. If you're standing there and it doesn't bother you, it doesn't affect you, so you could think about something else. You don't have to be the guy to walk out. Should the army be doing it? No, the army should not be doing it. It's wrong that they're doing it. It's not respecting also the religious rights of those that want to adhere to the Torah and mitzvos. Is it a sin to be standing there when they're doing it? If a person is thinking about it and it arouses him, then it's wrong. So a person shouldn't think about it. He should think about other things. There is a certain leniency which we do not rely on unnecessarily, and we try not to rely on it at all, and that is when there are a group of women singing, and so it's not discernible whose voice you're hearing when, so that's a certain leniency that there are halachic authorities that said, and we don't rely on that usually. I'm not saying you can't rely on it, but generally we do not. If you're in a situation where it'll cause a whole uproar and people will say all kinds of not nice things, can you rely on it when necessary? You could, but it's better to think about something else. So historically, we've had to be lenient on Kol B'Isha. We've had to be lenient because even when you had a shul, think about the old times. The woman next door could be singing. It could be the Polish woman next door. It has nothing to do with a Jewish woman. It could be the Hungarian woman next door. It doesn't matter. So it says already in the days of the Rishonim that they said that in regards to this, we tell a person, focus on something else. People could be traveling on a train, and you could be there for days, and the women in the kibbutz next door are singing at the top of their voices. What are they going to do the whole ride? So you're not going to learn now? You're not going to daven the whole ride so long as they're singing? So our sages already said centuries ago that we're lenient, that we say, think about something else. Try not to think about it. So the same thing, you're in the army, you're forced into a situation where this is what's going on, so you could think about something else. Again, is it right? No, it's not right. Should the army be doing it? No. If you have a way out and not to be present when there's live women singing, you shouldn't be there. But if you have no choice, so that's a simple solution. There's one more area where this arises, and that is at your Shabbos table when you have guests, or if you're at a Shabbos table where you're a guest. So there again, there's room to be lenient, being that women like to sing and it's a joyous part of their Shabbos. So when it's your own home, so you'll teach your daughters that they should sing where it's not clearly audible that their voice is above the rest. A woman's voice is a different pitch, so if she's going to sing at the top of her lungs, then it might be very discernible that she's the one singing. I remember when I was a child, so we had neighbors who were very musical, because it was a pleasure as a kid. I would sometimes just go out and sit at the edge of our yard listening to them singing their Shabbos Miros, because they had beautiful voices. So every so often, the mother would sing with them. And she also, you know, she could have been in the opera. But when she sang, she was above all the rest. They could all have wonderful voices, but her voice was a pitch above the rest. So what she's doing in her own home is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're at home and you have guests, so you'll teach your daughters that when guests are present, out of modesty, they shouldn't make their voice discernible above everyone else's. When they're alone at home, that's fine. What happens if their voice is discernible above everyone else's? So my tradition is that you don't say anything. Even if it's your own home, the Yekis were lenient in this, as there's a story of Rav Chaim of Brisk that was a guest at someone's house, and the women were singing, and his students tried to tell the host that maybe he should tell his wife something, and Rav Chaim told the students, be quiet, leave him be. So my tradition is that if there's a circumstance where, even if it's your own family, if they're doing it, a person has room to be quiet. You don't have to make an issue out of it. So there is room to be lenient in your own home, where there are people singing, and they're also singing, even if their voice is heard. There's room to be lenient. But again, the proper way to do it is the other way.